Catherine faces decision. Miss Macaulay, how nice to see you again. Archbishop Murray stood up from his chair as Catherine came through the parlour door. This is a most unexpected visit, so soon after you being here for the dedication of the chapel, Your Grace. Catherine smiled her usual warm smile at the Archbishop, as he indicated to her to sit down. She liked this man a lot. He was kind and had supported the work of the House of Mercy. He had given permission for the chapel to be used for the public celebration of Mass and any money collected to be given to the works of mercy. I see you have acquired some new pieces of furniture since I was last here, Archbishop Murray remarked as he threw his eye around the small parlour. Your Grace doesn't miss much, Catherine thought to herself as she proceeded to explain that the furniture had come from Coolock House before it was sold. I didn't keep very much, really, just a few pieces I thought would be useful. The more we could sell, the better for the House of Mercy. Each day the demands are greater, more hungry families to feed, more homeless on the streets of Dublin. And of course, there are more associates joining every week, and so it all takes money. I understand the difficult task you have undertaken, Miss Macaulay, and the Church is deeply grateful to you and your wonderful associates for listening to the cry of the poor in the city. But I'm puzzled by the way the whole project has emerged. I don't quite understand what you mean, Your Grace. Catherine was puzzled too. The Archbishop proceeded to explain. Well, that's the reason for this visit to you today. People are talking and wondering about the whole development of the House of Mercy. Who would be wondering, Your Grace? Catherine inquired in her usual gentle manner. Some people within the church and other supporters of Miss Aikenhead's Sisters of Charity. They feel there is a rivalry growing between both your efforts. Well, there is no need for any concern. What we are about is simply God's work. Catherine felt the power of Jesus and the strength of God's Spirit giving her the courage she needed. We are just an ordinary group of women, each of us different, some young, some not so young, who have two things in common. We love God, and we are deeply concerned about the poor, the sick, and those who are uneducated. Archbishop Murray smiled and nodded his head in agreement. Yes, indeed, Miss Macaulay, that is very evident. But can't you see what is happening? You have actually founded a convent without knowing it. You ladies live like a community of nuns, sharing what you have with each other. You come together for daily Mass and gather to pray many times in the day. I have noticed recently how simply you all dress, and now you have begun to call one another sister. Miss Macaulay, something is happening here. Catherine's heart was racing. For a brief moment she was gripped by fear. But then she remembered the prayer she had prayed only a short while before. Dear Jesus, strengthen me. She trusted her friend Jesus and believed he was with her at that moment. I realize all of these things are true, Your Grace, but I never intended founding a convent. I know nothing about nuns. We just want to live together and support one another in our concern for the poor, the sick, and the uneducated.